Steve, how's it start?
Oh, yeah.
Let Eisman lead the way to a better, brighter day.
It can safely be said that Nelson Eisman is the only candidate who threw his hat into the ring with a personalized campaign song performed by his supporters. Eisman is a 30-year state employee who currently works in the Department of Administration. He says he's the only candidate in the race who's not a politician by trade, and thinks voters will embrace that.
I think I'm in the right place at the right time because the people of Wisconsin are just sick about government, and some of them won't participate anymore because of what they know is going on in the government.
Eisman says state employees are also afraid to speak their mind to the press. He says his first act as governor would be to issue an executive order that lets them talk to the media without fear of being fired. But his tax plan would likely raise more eyebrows. Eisman would get rid of the property and sales taxes and have a progressive income tax instead. People who make less than $50,000 wouldn't have to pay anything. Those who make more would have to pay the normal rate, and those who make more than $500,000 would pay what he calls the premium income tax.
And everyone can have prosperity. The businesses can have customers that have disposable income, and that'll raise the base of our economics and our taxes and make a comfortable life, a prosperous life for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin voters have shown a willingness to support a third-party candidate in the past. Libertarian Ed Thompson received 10% of the vote in the 2002 gubernatorial campaign, although he had the benefit of being the brother of former Governor Tommy Thompson. The filing deadline for statewide offices is later today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.